Top of the morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want. Whatever makes you happy, whatever works for you, you have the abilities to create it. And the way to know the level of your potential is to peg it to your true desires. Not the desires that was given to you by society. Those things that boil in your instincts every single day, that bothers your mind when you're in solitude, when you're by yourself. The things that you say you don't want in your life, you can't tolerate, that throws you off, that makes you think that I shouldn't be doing this, I don't need to be here, I don't like that, I don't want to be doing that at this point in time. Those things are an indication of the levels of your potential, at least. And the good news is that everybody has been created with the level of potential to take them to the desires of their heart. If you have the desire, it signals one thing. It signals that you have the potential in you. And it's not your fault that you were born and you were raised in a way that put layers on that. But just know that it is in there as a human being with his cognitive abilities. The brain functions right. Just know that it is in there. And if you are determined to unearth it, to cultivate it, there is nothing to stop you. So there is no have when it comes on to the skills that you need to get to where you want to get to. There is the willingness to cultivate it. So I know it's sometimes cliche, or sometimes it is real belief system where you hear everybody say, oh, he's so talented, oh, he's so this, oh, he's so that, I wish I had his talent. Look, whoever you are looking at, I'm telling you right now, whoever it is, I don't care who it is, whether it's Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, whether it is Sean Connery, whether it is Oprah, whether it is Obama, whether it is Mandela, I don't care who you're looking at, whether it is Bill Gates, whether it is Elon Musk, I don't care which one of them you're looking at. I'll tell you right now that their talent is not the only thing that got them there. It is not the ultimate prerequisite. It is their willingness to cultivate that seed. What you see now, Amazon, whatever you call, you see KFC, Burger King, McDonald's, these things were once seeds. And there are many, many, many other seeds that you don't know because they didn't come to fruition, because people didn't throw the time, the effort, the creativity, and the work behind it to bring it to the levels of the ones that you are seeing playing out in the world today. The one that allows you and I to live the life we live. The ones that brings us the stoplight, the telephone, the trains, the airplanes, all these things. The Wright brothers who put that airplane in the sky were bicycle mechanics. But they were given a seed. And that seed, they were determined to cultivate that seed. And it is blood, sweat, and tears. And yes, it is hard, but it is already hard staying where you are. Because if you have those desires, just living through the desires without being able to manifest them in your life is much more miserable than pursuing something that you were meant to do. So, we're going to discuss the importance of having a coach. I got into this conversation and I was telling someone that Bill Gates have a coach, Obama have a coach, Bill Clinton have a coach, because not because they are weak or not because they're not good, but they have a coach so they can stay good and they can stay strong. So a good player is a part of a team. They have a coach, not because they want to get to a certain level, but they want to stay at the level that they are and get beyond there. Now, I'm going to show you two prerequisites. This is the kind of a dual pendulum on who needs a coach and when you need a coach. Because the fact that you need a coach, I won't even get into. I am convinced of that. And that is a proven formula for most successful people. A mentor, a coach, call it what you will. And now these days with the internet, you don't even have to pay somebody. You can just choose a virtual coach and you watch what they do and you listen to their teaching, and then there you go. They are your coaches, and they don't even know that they're coaching you, but they're out there in the world and they know that people are being helped by the work that they're doing. Because more and more, the attitude of human beings being a community and human beings feeling that need to fulfill the desire to contribute and to pay back is glaringly obvious now, because the internet has caused many people to come out here, and of course they might be selling a product, of course they might be doing something, but trust me, the value that they give is much more than the value that they take. I mean, I've gotten free ebooks, I've gotten bought books for $5, $7, and they've 100x the return. The information is 100x the return that I've paid for those books. So, you know, it's nice to say, oh yeah, they're making money and all this stuff, but that is not your concern. It's because there is money and because people want to make money, why you have the access to the things you have the access to today. So forget that money thing and don't be insecure and crazy about money and be hating on people wanting to make money. Well, that's out the way. Let's talk. So we are sometimes approaching the whole notion of mentorship, coaching in the wrong way. And there are two ways. Let's put it at this. On a scale of 1 to 10, there are the people who are at 6 and above when it comes on to their mindset, when it comes on to their outlook and their attitude to developing a better life. And there are the people who are at a level of between 1 and 5. And I'll break down the levels for you. There's this famous quote that says that the man who can't read and the man who won't read both usually end up the same. So if you cannot read, if you refuse to read, for example, and these days it doesn't have to computer reading, if you refuse to learn, you ultimately will end up like the person who cannot learn. When it comes on to having a coach, when it comes on to someone, choosing someone who will help you, when it comes on to finding a formula, a methodology that work, and sometimes people who are stuck in a certain mindset want to reinvent the wheel, as if anybody else out here who is successful is reinventing the wheel. Nobody's doing that, my friends. If you look at the richest and the biggest money makers and influential businesses and people, they're all running the same model while as long as they're in the same industry. Target, Walmart, Best Buy, all these guys. Cheap source of products, marketing, stores look the same, pay the same rate, have the same systems inside their places, and it is the same. They're not going out there trying to make something that wasn't even created or wasn't even there. They're trying to either improve upon it, or but they're running a proven model. So this is the meat and potatoes of it all. People who are at the level of 1 to 5 cannot be helped by a coach or a mentor. People who are at the level of between 1 to 5, remember I say it's divided up into two levels. People who are at the level of between 1 to 5 cannot be helped by a mentor. How do you define these people? Well, firstly, they don't have a teachable spirit. They don't fully have the desires and the drive that they need to get to where they want to get to. they don't have, or they're not investing their time in getting a full comprehensive understanding of how things work and how the world work. And they've not fully appreciated the power of the human mind and the power that they possess to create the life they want. They are bogged down in lack of confidence, in belief in the propaganda and what they have been taught out there. And that have them gripped and stuck at that level. It doesn't matter what you and I come and say to them. I don't care who, what coaches it. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. They don't need information. They need motivation, self-motivation. They don't have the proper work ethic. They don't have the proper belief system. They don't have the proper mindset to be successful. They are skeptics. They are cynics. They want something, but they're finding every reason why someone else is in their way. And most of all, to put it in a nutshell, they do not take personal responsibility for their lives. These are the things that you need to get to a level 6 so that someone else, you can adopt a model to take you to level 10 right up the line. On a scale of 1 to 10. Take you to level 8, take you to level 9, whatever, take you to level 10. You need to be ready to be helped. Work ethic, I'll go them over. Work ethic, the mindset of that you can, personal responsibility for your life, a teachable spirit, and a full acceptance that as a human being, everything out here is accessible to you. You're not trying to create it, you're trying to access it. You're not trying to have, you're trying to become. It is the hardest thing to try to get $5 million in revenue when you have not become the type of person or business that makes $5 million in revenue per year. So for the people who are thinking to have someone help them, you have to ensure that you get these things in you first. Cultivate them in you, in yourself first. Otherwise, you'll be blaming and complaining and saying this don't work and that don't work, frustrated and annoyed, and cannot move from where you are. Then this set is easy. The people who are 6 to 10, they understand that they need help. They have the right work ethic. They believe in themselves. They know that they can do it, and they understand that they need to follow a proven formula. For these people, there's only one way to do this. And it's kind of twofold. First, balance out your life, meaning identify all the important areas of your life and work on them daily. Identify all the important areas of your life and work on them daily. T.I. has this beautiful quote when he says that you can do anything you want to do to get to where you want to get to, but then after you get there, how will you get your life back? Once you have a teachable spirit, you have the work ethic, you have the belief system, you're in that level 6 and above category. The only thing that is left now is to identify the main pillars of your life. Your health, your wealth or your business, your family, your social life, your spirituality. Work on them every day, and the greatest, most important thing that is going to put all this together and get you there is taking massive actions on your goal. If you do that, if you're willing to do that, then a coach can help you. Outside of that, no one can. No one can. It won't work for you. It's going to blow up. So that is the prerequisite to know if you need a coach or whether or not a coach is important, or whether or not you should get a coach. Put yourself in one of these categories. What do you think about life? How do you believe about learning? How do you do you have confidence in yourself? Are you willing to do the work? Have a great day, guys. Always a pleasure.